the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 7. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Camila. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, consciousness and spirituality. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. When consciousness is there, people do not alienate themselves from God by their instincts, but by the nature of their nature and instinct. The transcendentalists of the 19th century regarded the entire physical world as a representation of the higher spiritual world. The relationship between lower and higher consciousness is that of overcoming the flesh. This manifests in the habit of the ego, the consciousness that imbues and imbues the greater self. It is imbued with a sense of self, consciousness, knowledge of one's own nature and understanding of the nature and nature of others. Therefore we also see in the area of consciousness the ability to influence and regulate the downward causality. If we learn self-control and mastery of our thoughts and emotions, if we embody the power of the mind and the ability to transcend and dominate our thoughts, then we will reach a higher level of consciousness. In this sense, consciousness involves both spirit and soul in the way that most of us do. There is no cutting edge, no spirit that emerges from it, any more than there is matter. Only the most fundamental existence, which we have so far perceived, confirms to us again and again that it is indeed our reason for existence. However, the burgeoning consciousness, or whatever we may wish for from awakening, leads us to a multitude of wonderful realities. Consciousness becomes the realization that we have a higher self, a core self, heart, which is the essence of true reality and dwells in the physical realm that inhabits our body. Many of us who are not spiritually awakened may say this very logically, but it is this psychological bondage that keeps us earthly conscious but not spiritually conscious, for being spiritual would be the only thing we are aware of, and therefore the greatest thing at this point. If we behaved like a ghost, what would be the point? The last time I mentioned that the mind is aware of its thinking, and intuitive vision is the name given to the way it knows itself and its surroundings. This is a way for the mind to think in senses and objects, but it is only part of the spiritual experience, not the whole. The distinction between ordinary and spiritual consciousness is not an object of knowledge. It is a very subtle distinction, and it is the subtlety of these two kinds of consciousness that makes people who are spiritually conscious so much more conscious than those who are not. We may be better off in many ways, but we are not spiritual in the sense that we may not be spiritually aware of what surrounds us, especially on the human plane. The spirit is diverted in many directions, and it runs like a mass of water held back by a covenant that bursts and runs in all directions without having a definite direction of bundle movement. The experience of what is called the heart or spiritual experience leads to a new way of interpreting life. The ego is an operative force in the majority of people, which means that most of humanity's social aggregates are ego-driven and ego-driven. The ego isolates us in a very real way, and wherever it places us, it causes the groups to adjust in contradiction. No one is spiritually conscious, but the imagination is strengthened by different sources and different people. It is the brain that believes in imagination as spirituality, and it manifests in a way that runs counter to the ego. If you perceive a world that you have not yet experienced, and many people tell you that they also believe in this world and that it is the right thing for you, you have the feeling that the world could be real. So you get your information and beliefs from other sources, people, books, consciousness, and forget to make your own assumptions about the reality of the real world or even about yourself. Spiritual consciousness is simply the ability to integrate reality into one's own imagination and the imagination of other people and their beliefs. Consciousness is part of the experience of reality, not only in the real world, but also in one's own imagination and the imagination of others. From ancient philosophers to modern scientists, many people have endeavored to understand and document the processes in human consciousness. Researchers continue to look for brain activity and global brain patterns that can predict conscious consciousness. Current research studies neural correlations of consciousness by examining the experiences of the subjects and recording the simultaneous activity that takes place in their brains. The curious discrepancy between consciousness and brain activity is a subject that decades of research and theorization have not shed much light on. Scientists have long sought to understand the brain's role in consciousness and its relationship to other parts of the body. There is a common misconception that consciousness is produced by our brain, and that in order to understand consciousness, we only need to figure out how our brain works. This was Consciousness and Spirituality, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 7. My name is Camila Arnold, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.